Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got Dylan Moran with me, and Dylan, we're talking about you, who, by the way, congratulations on your title, Artist in Residence of the Galway Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's a glorified cartoonist, I suppose, but they, it's a great idea they have there to do that, to get a visual element into it. I think, you know, why not?
Absolutely.
So I'm delighted to be doing that, and I'll get people involved as well. It's not just about, you know, whatever imagery I'm banging out for the festival. It's, I want to get people. I did it before in a couple of events, sort of over the summer. It was one in Barra's House, sort of Toki Buki Festival. Getting people up and involved in making images. Well, we did a big mural. Everyone got involved, and I think something like that would be a good idea here because. It's just brilliant crack, to be honest with you. You know, it's something people sort of mess around with a bit when they're younger, and they tend not to when they get so called mature. And it's a shame because it's a language we sort of give up. You know,
that's true, actually. Yeah, because my wife is an artist, and I watch in just, you know, awe at the things she's able to create with whatever, you know, media she chooses to use at the time. But I sit here doing my radio show when I'm interviewing people like you. I might be scribbling something you've said or something that comes to mind, whatever, doodling on my thing, and look back at it and go, no, there isn't really a career in that, if I'm honest, like my little scribbles.
Yeah, I suppose it's a question of what you see, you know, as well. Like your wife, obviously, you know, she sees differently to you. So she might be willing to look at something for a bit longer, maybe, or allow that it can become something else later. You know what I mean? It's about reserving judgment a lot of the time, because a lot of the time people say, oh, I can't draw. And the same people always say, oh, I can't hear music, or I can't, I'm tone deaf. And they're things you were told usually by other people.
Yeah.
Who made judgments. And they didn't necessarily know what they were talking about. So you can forget all that and just begin again and pick it up and see what happens. It's good for you.
It is very good for you. And look, it isn't just you, obviously, creating art
no,
down at the comedy.
There's loads of people on the
Galway. Yeah, there's loads of stuff happening. I mean, you've got, looking at a list here in front of me, Deirdre O'Kane was on UME the other day. We've got Russell Howard, Dara O'Brien, our own Mario Rosenstock's down there, Ruby Wax, Enya Martin, Emma Doran. Yeah. Like, the list is just huge. I mean, there's going to be 70 plus artists at it. It's always wild. Galway just does something to...
Always. Fantastic town for festivals. It's great for comedy. There'll be an act there for everybody. Loads of different acts. You know, you've got 70 acts. There's going to be somebody there for you, and or a few people there for you. So go.
And yeah, you mentioned as well on your own tour getting out of the city, but also within the festival, they do shows in like places like Spittal and Headford and Tuam. It's not just all in the city. Like,
yeah, you can get around. You can see a bit of the county as well. And Galway is just a great size for that kind of thing, actually. You know, when you're in the city, you can run around and see a few different things without it being too much.
Dylan, the last time we talked, you told me that you were learning, or not learning, but you were playing piano and you were trying to kind of embrace the musical side of things. How has that gone?
Well, I'm embracing, whether it's embracing me is another thing. But I'm turning up for the hug.
Are you enjoying it?
I really am, yeah. I have a couple of rubbish keyboards in my gaff, and they're not. One of them works sometimes, and it's a brilliant thing to do. Again, you know, I'm not much of a man for telly. Actually, I got a great thing the other day. Hang on a second. This is brilliant. This is a thing called an omnicord, right?
All right.
Suzuki made this in the 80s. See, that's a weird piano thing. They don't make them anymore.
It sounds a little bit like you're trying to connect to like internet in 56K back in the 90s or something like that.
Yeah.
So what is the omni? Is it actually a keyboard and that you play in the traditional way?
It's a keyboard, and there's a sort of a thing like a stylophone and metal, but you've got to run this bit of rubber up, and you have to get this special rubber. It's conductive rubber, it's the only way. Or you can use your finger, I think.
Right.
And then you hit. Anyway, it's a crazy thing. So I got that. There's my Tibetan bell.
Oh, Tibetan bells are amazing. Yes, you're only one step away from one of those. What are they called? Theremins. You know those yokes you play with your hand as you get close to it.
Theremin. Yeah, I'm working up to a theremin.
Well, look, we'll expect some music, I'm sure, in your in your efforts in Galway comedy, as well as the art and everything else. Bill Moran's the artist in residence at the Galway Comedy Festival, running from the 22nd to the 28th of October. Check out galwaycomedyfestival.ie for tickets and all the information. Before I let you go, Dylan, I'd like to do a quick fire round at my guests and just fly through some questions for you. I think I probably know the answer to the first one, but let's just see what your answer is. What are you currently obsessed with?
I don't know. I'm colour, probably. Colour. Colour. I'm into colour. Colour. Keep just what different colours do to each other when you park them beside each other. That's what I'm thinking about.
Lovely. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably I have a few people. I'm doing comics inevitably. I know a couple of big comics. Couple of actors, probably. I don't know, writers. Yeah, people like that.
Still got Simon Pegg in there from the days.
I don't know if Simon's in there. I don't see a lot of Simon. Simon's busy doing his thing. I'm busy doing mine.
Fair. Think about when you were, say, 8 years old, back in, I don't know, maybe second class in school, and you opened up a lunchbox, if you had one. What was inside?
Well, I mean, your parents are your fate, so whatever my parents put in my lunchbox was there. But, I mean, it was nothing special, the same bendy tea sandwich you had. Like Santa, maybe.
Probably true. And the final question, Dylan, I ask all my guests is, do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
Well, I find that without a great deal of effort, they get washed in the shower.
Yes, thank you.
Because they're in there with me. But I haven't thought about it as much as you clearly have.
No, that's fair. And your mind is probably on higher things, and rightly so. Dylan Moran, always great to catch up. Thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck in the Galway Comedy Festival. It runs 22nd to the 28th of October. Dylan, thanks a million.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.